You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
As our institutions assess the devastating toll of the coronavirus, the tendency is to count the number of people who have become infected by the virus or the number of people who have succumbed to the virus. Sadly, what we don't count is the number of people whose hopes and dreams have been infected by the virus or whose hopes and dreams have succumbed to the virus. The hopes and dreams of doing something great, like beginning a new business or growing an existing one. Maybe this was the year you planned to purchase a new home, or maybe you are planning a wedding celebration with friends and loved ones, only to have your hopes and dreams shattered by the virus. Now, instead of hoping to do something great, you're merely struggling to survive. You're merely struggling to stay afloat. The truth is that great things don't happen overnight. Hopes and dreams take time and lots of patience. Anytime you hope to do something great, you'll first have to go through some bad times. As Moses experienced pain, the people complained. Joseph was hated by his brothers. David was persecuted by King Saul. The Virgin Mary had to go through great embarrassment and shame, and Jesus was beaten and hung on a cross. But in the end, they all accomplished great things, yet not without going through some really difficult times. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." You see, pain and injustices will always precede great things. But when you give up, you will sicken your heart. To do great things, it will take patience, perseverance, and commitment. It may be getting late, but don't give up. Wait a little longer. You may be getting older, but don't surrender. You may have some setbacks, but keep on moving forward. It may seem impossible, but with God, nothing is impossible. Don't allow the virus or anyone to infect your hopes and dreams, because hope deferred sickens the heart. Rather, stay ready and be watchful, because the difficulties of life are great opportunities to do great things. As a matter of fact, God's greatest work in and through us is always preceded by difficult times. So, be of good courage. You've been positioned to do great things.